This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said On the very first night of the month of Ramadan, the shayateen are shackled and chained up. The jinn are restrained. The gates of the hellfire are locked up such that not a single gate remains open. The gates of Jannah are opened up such that not a single remains shut. And a caller calls out, Ya باغي الخير أقبل ويا باغي الشر أقصر. A caller calls out on that first night, saying, Oh, the one who desires good, come forward, now is your time. And oh, you who are involved in evil, now is the time to stop. And then he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, And there are those that Allah frees. There are those that Allah frees from the hellfire. And that is on every single night of the month of the nights of Ramadan. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, the month of Ramadan is here. It's time for us to take it seriously. It's time for us to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincere and devoted hearts. It's not time for us to be taking a back seat, but rather it's time for us to be working hard. Not a time to be slacking off. It is time for us to change. It is a time for us to change from our lives of sin. And so now that the devils and the shayateen have been locked up, if you're still involved in sin, then you need to be asking yourself, why that is. If the shayateen are locked up, then why am I still sinning? And so, if the devils and the shayateen are locked up, then what you need to do is you need to unfasten. You need to unfasten the chains. You need to unfasten the chains of your nafs. Your nafs that constantly desires evil, you need to restrain it and you need to bring it under your control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the world of the angels, the malaika. The angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instilled within them this natural instinct to worship Him. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created animals, and He created within them this natural instinct to want to satisfy their base desires. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created me and you for the purpose of worshipping Him, which is the natural instinct of the angels. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested us by giving us these desires and us wanting to satisfy these desires. And so the one who devotes himself to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he elevates himself to the level of the angels. But the one who persists in satisfying his desires in what Allah has made haram, then he brings himself down to the level of the animals, and for some even worse. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, the month of Ramadan is a golden opportunity for us to elevate ourselves as human beings, to elevate ourselves to the level of the angels and not bringing it down to the level of animals and beasts. Ramadan is an opportunity like no other. It is an opportunity to recharge our iman and to soften our hearts. And this is something that each and every single one of us, we notice. We notice something different in the month of Ramadan. We notice that our iman gets charged up. We feel closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like at no other time of the year. What's the secret? The secret is actually no secret at all. It's a simple formula. The more input, the more output. The more you give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to you. Our iman increases by doing good deeds, by worshipping Allah. And our iman goes down because of our disobedience to Allah. And so, the more you give to Allah of your time, of your devotion, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give to you in terms of iman, in terms of guidance. But what happens outside of the month of Ramadan? We don't give that much time to Allah. Here in the month of Ramadan, we're fasting, we're praying, we're reading the Quran, we're being generous, we're feeding the poor, and the list goes on and on. But what happens outside of the month of Ramadan? Just take one example of our salah, that we pray 5 times a day. Add up the minutes and you barely get 1 hour. Imagine 1 hour out of 24 hours of the day. That is all you're giving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we complain. We complain of weak iman. When we make dua, our dua goes unanswered. When we want to do some good, when we want to do any good deed, we're prevented for some reason. When we want to get up in the middle of the night to pray Qiyam al-Layl, we can't get up. When we see something haram, we can't lower our gaze. And so on and so forth. Why? Because of our weak iman. Why is our iman weak? Because we're not giving any of our time, of our energy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, the gates of mercy have opened up. The gates of Jannah are wide open. You don't need to go knocking on these doors in order for them to open up. All you need is a will, a determination. All you need to do is tell yourself that I am going to move forward and I'm going to enter these doors this Ramadan. Don't be one of those who has to be carried into these doors. And definitely do not be one of those who, when the doors of mercy and the doors of Jannah are wide open before him, instead, he goes knocking on the doors of the hellfire. My dear brothers and sisters, the most deprived of people are those who, when the month of Ramadan comes, they're busy. They're busy in their lives of ghafla, of negligence, heedless of Allah, heedless of their duty to Allah, heedless of the fact that this life is short, and that soon I'm going to be meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most deprived of people are those who, when the month of Ramadan comes, they remain indulging in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while everyone else around them are busy in the worship of Allah and doing extra good deeds. And the most disadvantaged of people are those who lose in a market. Who lose in a market in which whoever makes a sale, he is guaranteed not just any profit, but a gigantic and enormous profit. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه كان غفارا وتوبوا إليه إنه كان توابا. Can I please ask the brothers to move forward and make space for the brothers who are coming in at the back? الحمد لله على إحسانه والشكر له على توفيقه وامتنانه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له تعظيما لشأنه وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الداعي إلى رضوانه صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وإخوانه وخلانه ومن سار على نهجه واقتفى أثره إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله عباد الله حق التقوى وراقبوه في السر والنجوى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated fasting for our own benefit. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislates for us, it is not because He is in need of any of it. Allah does not need any of our worship. Allah does not need any of our devotion. Allah doesn't need for us to leave our food and drink for a benefit that reaches him? No. But rather, the benefit of fasting is for me and you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he has prescribed fasting as he did for those before us, so that we attain something. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you attain taqwa, so that you become people of taqwa. What is taqwa? It is this inner consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that one feels that he is being watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This leads him to put a barrier between himself and the punishment of Allah, fearing Allah and fearing his punishment. And so when we fast, staying away from food and drink and our lustful desires, what we are supposed to be achieving is this taqwa in our hearts that is supposed to transform our lives. How does it help us to attain taqwa? If you were to think about it, when you fast, you stay away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has otherwise made completely permissible for you. And you stay away from it no matter what, from Fajr all the way until sunset. And so even if there's nobody else around and you're all by yourself, you're still not going to break your fast. Why? Because you know Allah is there and Allah is watching you. And this is the first step of a taqwa. Ibn Rajab rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says that patience is of three kinds. Patience upon the obedience of Allah. Patience upon refraining from the prohibitions of Allah. And patience upon the painful calamities decreed by Allah. He says, these three types of patience, they come together when a person fasts. And so in fasting, there is patience upon the obedience of Allah. And there is patience upon what Allah has prohibited the fasting person from, of lustful desires. And there is also patience upon what the fasting person may acquire from the pain of hunger, thirst, and weakness of body and soul. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, the journey of the believer on the day that he fasts should remind him of his journey in this life toward meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, if you are patient while fasting, refraining from what Allah has prohibited you from, and being patient upon this obedience of Allah, then by the end of the day, when you break your fast, you're going to be happy. You're going to be in a state of joy that you've made it. And so likewise, in your journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life, be patient upon the obedience of Allah. Be patient in refraining from your haram desires and temptations. And be patient upon this path. And don't give up until you breathe your last. If you do that, then on the day that you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be in a state of joy and you will be happy. And this is exactly what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alluded to when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ. That the fasting person, he has two joys. Twice when he is happy. The first, when he breaks his fast. And the second, the day that he meets his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على نبيكم محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم جل في علاه فقال تعالى قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وارض اللهم عن خلفائه الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم برحمتك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا وسائر أعمالنا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.